Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton here again with inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Juliana Smoke starts our preview.
Thanks, Rod. Thousands of people visit Stone Mountain Park each year. And coming up, we're going to hear how a group of Christians are sharing Christ with those visiting.
I'm John Graham, and with all the excitement of an A-list Hollywood action film in the adventure genre, Beyond the Mask, on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we talk with a leader who has put together a video resource helping people experience the Holy Land and bringing new understandings to Scripture.
I'm Myrna Brown. Singer-songwriter Andrew Peterson has a special love for C.S. Lewis. Hear how he turned that admiration into a ministry.
Also today, it's a call to prayer on our missionary moment. So let's get going for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Stone Mountain State Park in Atlanta, Georgia is one of the most visited parks in the U.S., and there's a group of churches working together to share the gospel with visitors and workers at the park. Here's Juliana Smoke with a story on Life with Purpose Radio.
Stone Mountain Park is the third most visited park in the nation, and a group of Christians from area Georgia Baptist churches are reaching people visiting and working at Stone Mountain Park with the love of Jesus. Jim Lancaster from Annistown Road Baptist Church in Snailville, Georgia, helps to lead up the ministry at Stone Mountain Park, and he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello.
Hi there.
Jim, tell us a little bit about Stone Mountain Park for those who haven't had the pleasure of visiting.
Okay, Stone Mountain Park is a state park, and it has a large campground area that has RV camping, and it also has primitive camping for tent camps. The park also has a large outcropping of granite, and it has a big carving on it, several attractions at the base of that mountain, and it attracts people from all over the United States as well as all over the world.
Wow, and it sounds like a very family-friendly place to visit, and the ministry at the park has been going on for quite some time now. Take us back to where it all began.
All right. Stone Mountain Ministries got started back around 1994, where the Baptists got together. They wanted to do something because of the coming Olympics to the Atlanta area. Decided they would like to start Stone Mountain Ministries and see if they could bring the Word of God to the many people that might be visiting the area.
So it started way back then, but it still is a very much a multi-church effort.
Yes, we have kept the ministry going. We do a Sunday morning worship service for the campers and the employees of the campground March through December. And our mission statement is we're trying to share Christ in a creative and positive way with all those people that work and visit there.
Mm-hmm. And what are some other ways you all are reaching those at the park?
Well, we're also involved with the Easter sunrise services on top of the mountain and on the laser lawn, and we have as high as 3,000 people that attend those services. There are summer camps that are offered to the campers and their children that come out to visit the area. We have a chaplain, and he visits all the campsites. He will talk to all the campers and visit them. He also tries to find out if they need any kind of spiritual help or if there's anything that the ministry might be able to do to help them.
Mm-hmm. How have you seen the Lord move over the years?
We have seen people come to know the Lord through those services, asking people if they have questions to come and talk to us. And we have had a family come up and start talking to us, and we sit down, and the father come in and sat down and talked with us for a long time, and he accepted the Lord. And then as we continued to talk to him, the whole family, wife and he, I think he had three children at the time, and they began to come in, and they were curious, and they were asking questions. Entire family come to know the Lord.
Wow. Wow.
It has really been a very moving experience for us. You know, as a kid, the word missionary always was really fascinating to me because missionaries always got to go all around the world and meet people and talk to them. The thing that strikes me is we have here in Georgia the Stone Mountain Ministries where people come from all over the world to visit this park. And as missionaries, we can go to the park and meet those people and never have to get a passport or do any of those things, we have them all coming to us. It's right here in our own backyard. We're always looking for extra help, and we're looking for volunteers. And if people are interested, give a call to our Stone Mountain Baptist Association and tell them that you're interested in helping with the Stone Mountain Campground Ministries.
Jim, I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
The coffee shop that changed the church. Discovering the Net Effect by bestselling author Dr. Steve Parr. Entertaining, real, heartwarming, humorous, educational. Solid instruction through the medium of a novel with gripping interest and power, fun, tender, heart-pumping, and angering at times. A realistic look at 21st century churches offering workable solutions. From Deep River Publishing, online, and everywhere Christian books are sold.
Many of us feel there's so much more to life. Jesus offers us hope for every situation. All we need to do is ask. A change in your life is so easy to find. Learn more at findithere.com.
Thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio. The movie Beyond the Mask is not your average Christian movie. And John Graham is here to get the story from the film's producer, Chad Burns, on today's Culture Connection.
In a film that looks a bit like National Treasure meets Pirates of the Caribbean, Chad and Aaron Burns released the first faith-oriented film in the adventure genre for 30 years. Beyond the Mask is now playing in a theater near you. And Chad is here to join us to tell us all about Beyond the Mask. Chad, welcome to the program.
Hey, John. It's great to be here this morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And wow, I just watched the trailer for Beyond the Mask, and I have to say I am thrilled and excited. Tell me about the story.
The story Beyond the Mask is a story about a man who's seeking to clear his name. He has some major problems, and he's trying to overcome those. The story's occurring in the weeks that are leading up to the American Declaration for Independence. And there's mystery, there's romance, there's intrigue, there's action. It's just a great ride for the whole family.
You've got one extremely notable actor involved, John Rhys-Davies.
That's correct.
Known for Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and two of the Lord of the Rings films.
Really, we had a very deep bench, and the two, the protagonist and the heroine, and many of the folks have a fair bit of their own acting experience. They weren't necessarily in Raiders of the Lost
Ark,
but they've been in TV shows and other places, and this is that we really worked hard to raise the bar on the acting side and Beyond the Mask.
Well, from the look of the trailer, you guys have raised the bar in just about every category. You are blowing stuff up. There's gunfights and all kind of crazy stuff happening you don't typically see in your normal faith-based film. And I don't mean that as any kind of a slight, but typically budgets just don't tend to be there for that kind of things. How did you guys pull all that off?
We were blessed to have an army of volunteers that came and spent days, weeks, and in some cases months of their lives just pouring into this project. We built a 150-foot-long section of Philadelphia City Street on our back lot.
Wow.
And we built seven other sets as well. So you just, almost everything has to be constructed from scratch. The sounds, the ambiences.
Well, now, beyond just the artistry involved, there is a very meaningful message that this picture presents. What is your goal as far as for viewers to walk away with?
In the first part of the story, Will Reynolds is trying, is trying to fix himself through deception, and he is assuming false identities. He's doing all these things to try and impress a young lady. So when that deception mask crumbles, Will decides to try something else. He says, I'm going to be as good as I can possibly be, and I'm going to earn my way back in. And at first, that seems like a really good idea, but the core message of the Christian gospel is that our works can never be enough, and that it's in Christ's finished work, the only place that we can find a real resting point for our identity. And that's what happens in the story. It's in spite of his very best efforts. He stands in the wreckage of his best efforts, and he meets the grace of Christ. And there's this great line where it's said that, you know, love and redemption, they can't be earned. And it's so often, John, I think in our lives we make the mistake of wanting to require the people around us to earn our love, and it's been freely given to us through Christ and through his cross, his finished work on the cross.
It's outstanding. Chad, it looks phenomenal. I cannot wait. Beyond the Mask is now playing in a theater near you.
In theaters all over the country. So the good news is that it's probably going to be in a theater close to you, and so what people can do is they can go to beyondthemaskmovie.com. And there's a button there that says Get Tickets. You can click on that, and then you can enter your zip code, and it'll show you a theater near you where you can see the movie.
Thank you so much for being on the program with us today.
John, thank you. And again, it's beyondthemaskmovie.com, and you can get your tickets. Thank you very much.
Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
On Life with Purpose Radio, bringing you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world is what we're all about, and encouraging you to live your life with purpose. And there's even more encouragement by becoming a part of our community on Facebook, facebook.com/LWP Radio, or you can follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio, or email us, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Let me give you the email again, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And let us know what you're thinking with your comments and questions about the program, and even story suggestions. Love to hear those. Hey, we have a free gift for you just for being a listener to Life with Purpose Radio. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook to get the hardback devotional called Words of Life, from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And again, go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook, and it's all yours. Thanks again for listening each week. Now back to our stories. Myrna, who's on the way?
Thanks, Rod. Singer-songwriter Andrew Peterson has a special love for C.S. Lewis. Hear how he turned that admiration into a ministry.
Thanks, Myrna. Also ahead, how important is prayer? Well, we'll answer that question and hope you'll commit to pray as you hear our missionary moment today. Right now, let's go to Ron Lawson for the story of Experience Israel.
Thanks, Rod. Those who have the privilege of traveling to and experiencing the Holy Land can come away with a new understanding of Scripture, but many never have that opportunity. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, visits with a leader who has put together video studies to help Christians gain that experience through media. Let's listen.
I'm so pleased to be on the phone today with Andy Cook, the senior pastor for Shirley Hills Baptist Church in Warner Robins, Georgia, and also one who has a very deep knowledge and understanding of the land of the Bible, the nation of Israel, and the relevance of Scripture of many geographical locations in Israel. Andy, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Dr. White, and thanks for all you guys do.
Well, thank you. Andy, I know you as a dear friend and a wonderful pastor and preacher of the gospel of Christ, and Shirley Hills is one of our leading missions-minded and missions-involved congregations in Georgia. Thank you for your leadership in our convention. But I also want to talk to you today about some very interesting media products that you've created that help the Bible truly come alive for Christians. Would you tell our listeners a little bit about how you've come to this deep focus on Israel and the land of the Bible?
Well, just my first trip back in 1999, I stood in Jerusalem realizing that there was so much to learn there. I would spend the rest of my life trying to learn all I could about the land. And the land has taught me a lot of lessons. The land talks to us. And you mentioned the geographic evidence of the Bible. I think the geographic evidence for the Bible is probably the most overlooked reason that people could have to defend the Bible's accuracy, the truth of the Bible. You have so many streams and rivers and cities and villages and mountains, and archaeology is just uncovering places that are mentioned in the Bible. And no other religious book, no other ancient book dares do that, but the Bible does. It's a way of the Bible writer saying, look, I'm telling you the truth, and that has been transformative for me.
That's marvelous. Recently, you were in our video studios putting together some video segments intended to convey the deeper meanings behind the stories of the Bible and the lands of the Bible. I'm sure our audience would like to hear more about that and how it can help in a variety of settings in the local church.
We loved our time there in the studio. I'd love talking to any audience about Israel and how it brings the Bible to life. These Bible studies we created were designed specifically for small groups. Now, that could be a Sunday school class. It could be a small group in a home. It actually could be, a pastor's Bible study during the week. We provide at experienceisraelnow.com resources, and there's discussion guides and leadership guides to be downloaded. And it's just another way, with all the technology around us, to try to get the message to as many people as possible in this project. We just pray God's going to be glorified by it.
Andy, I just have to tell you that as I've viewed this material, Secrets from the Ancient Paths, they're just wonderfully engaging. I've been to Israel now 4 or 5 times and have been captivated by the lands of the Bible, as you have. But I find the material that you have produced to be extremely helpful in helping the Bible come to life and understanding the Word in a deeper way. Maybe you could just give us a little glimpse, look at the kinds of things that the audience might experience as they look at a video and look at the study materials.
One of the best examples comes from Matthew 16. Jesus goes to the region of Caesarea Philippi, and there he will establish his church. And it's a very famous passage. It's the heartbeat of Matthew's gospel. It's there that Jesus says, "The gates of Hades will not prevail against us." Well, most of us just flew right by that little phrase that said he arrived at Caesarea Philippi. But if you go to Caesarea Philippi, and you can, you will find that there is a cave in the side of a cliff that was known in Bible times as the Gates of Hades. And if you add to this information that this was probably the most evil corner of Israel, way up in the north, all of a sudden there's a brand new insight to realize that Jesus took these disciples to such an evil place to say, you know what, this is where we're going to build the church. And if that frightens you, just know this, the gates of Hades, and they're looking at it, it can't beat you. We're going to attack the gates. We're going to come to places like this. I tell you, that changes the concept of how I do church as a pastor. And we're hoping to bring that message along with a host of others to as many people as possible.
Andy, I want to thank you for your investment in following God's call to help Christians have a deep understanding of the Bible in this way. And some may never get the chance to walk in those locations as you and I have, but this new video series is the next best thing, and your commentary brings it all together so beautifully. Would you tell our listeners how they can access this material?
We've put all of this on a website called experienceisraelnow.com, experienceisraelnow.com. And it just lays it out right there. We've got lots of resources. We have a printed book. We have what we call our Pro Tools for pastors and small group leaders or Sunday school teachers who are really, really proficient and want to teach this material themselves. The small group studies are easily found there. And boy, I hope we can bring the secrets from the land of the Bible to people everywhere, because they need to be shared with folks. This information is too good to leave across the ocean. We need it in every church we can possibly get it.
We really do. And I think if someone will just watch one episode of this, they'll be captivated by the whole of it. Andy, we want to thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio. Andy is the pastor at Shirley Hills Baptist Church in Warner Robins, Georgia, an author and filmmaker and a wonderful communicator of the Holy Lands to those who desire a deeper study. And I want to encourage you once again to go on his website, experienceisraelnow.com, to access these materials, experienceisraelnow.com. Thank you, Andy, for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you so much, Dr. White. God bless you guys.
For more information on Experience Israel Now, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
He's been writing and singing songs for more than 20 years, and his latest project is appropriately called After All These Years. Andrew Peterson tells his story to Life with Purpose Radio's Myrna Brown.
Thanks, Rod. Well, last year I attended a one-day conference at the Verizon Amphitheater in Washington, D.C. It was an uplifting day of ministry and sharing, and one of the many memorable moments came when singer-songwriter and author Andrew Peterson took the stage.
It was high noon in the Valley of the Shadow. When the deep of that valley was bright, when the mouth of the tomb shouted glory, the groom is alive.
Well, what a treat it is to have Andrew Peterson here on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
You have been singing and writing songs for at least two decades, and I like what I read on your website. You said you have been about the business of quietly changing lives in four-minute increments.
I think everybody would feel that way, that the work that they do matters. As long as I can remember, I have been intrigued by the way songs work. There's no other art form quite like it, where in the space of 3.5-4 minutes, you're told a story. But it's not just being told a story, there's poetry involved, there's music involved, and I've actually literally seen the effect of a song hit a person. It's never gotten old to me how God made the world in such a way that this can happen.
You have more examples of that in your latest project, which is After All These Years, and the title track, you call it a song of gratitude. Explain that.
Well, you know, I turned 40, and I wrote the song right around the time I turned 40. I had no idea how real that all that scary stuff of business about midlife crises was, you know?
You're a baby. You're a baby, Andrew. Well,
I know, but still, like, you know, I used to think that I wouldn't care if I lost my hair. You know, last couple times I've gotten my hair cut, I've been very self-conscious. I've been like, yeah, it's kind of a little thinner up there than it used to be. And I've been amazed by how easy it is when you're young to kind of discount the weight of aging, or like it's easy to kind of be a little bit arrogant about it. This song was my okay, here I am, I'm 40 now. It's freaking me out in a way that I didn't think it would. And what is it that I've learned in the last however many years? And I thought, if I'm going to write a song and I'm going to sing in the next few years, what do I want it to be about? And I realized that the only proper response really is gratitude. I can't deny the fact that the Lord has abided with me through some pretty dark times. And so the one kind of overwhelming sense that I had when I sat down with my guitar was that God has been an ever-present, and that's something that I give Him thanks for.
Oh, yes. All of us, Andrew, really.
After all these years, that's all that I know. Oh, oh.
You are a fiction writer. Tell us a little bit about that.
I guess it started because I read the Narnia books to my little boys when they were probably 5 and 4 years old. What really did it for me was that I remember my little boy Aiden was about 4 years old, maybe five, and I heard him on the phone with his uncle, and his uncle said, What are you reading right now? And he's like, oh, my papa, he's reading me The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and it's about this boy, Edmund, who betrays his family, but then Aslan dies for him, and, you know, after he comes back to life. And I heard Aiden tell the gospel story to my brother over the phone. This little five-year-old was able to express the beauty and the wonder of the gospel because C.S. Lewis had told him a great story.
Yeah.
And so that was the beginning. And that turned into the Wingfeather Saga. So it's just been one of the greatest joys of my whole life.
C.S. Lewis, of course, a novelist and Christian apologist, the writer of Narnia and then those adventures. Wonderful stories. I love them myself. If someone said, Andrew, you know what? You kind of remind me of C.S. Lewis. What would be your reaction to that?
I would probably say they need to go read more C.S. Lewis. I've heard that a few times, and I always take it as the hugest compliment. Hopefully there is, yes, some similar flavor in my books to what he's done, but like, I have no delusions that I'm anywhere the writer that C.S. Lewis or Tolkien were. They couldn't write songs. I do have that on them.
There you go.
I do take some comfort in that.
Well, one last question. I came across something called the Rabbit Room. This came about as a result of your love for C.S. Lewis. This was one of the spots where he hung out, and now you've turned it in to this resource.
It's a place online, is that's how it began, for people to come who feel like, I've got this burden to write stories or to write songs, or I love songs and stories, but I feel kind of like a weirdo because nobody else I know likes them like I do. Mm-hmm. This is a place for you to come and, like, connect. And then the Rabbit Room ended up growing into a conference that we do every year.
Well, Andrew Peterson, what a joy. always a joy to speak with you. We've been talking about your latest project, After All These Years.
Thank you so much.
And for Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Myrna Brown.
That's all that I know. Oh, oh, you never let go. Oh, oh, you never let go. Oh, oh.
Today's missionary moment is a call to prayer here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Now is the time. It starts on our knees. When we are weak, we are strong in prayer. When we are humble, we are powerful in prayer. When we are desperate for God and broken, we find hope in Christ through prayer. And when we are confronted with lostness, we are called out as workers in prayer. It starts with the posture of our heart. If we abide in Jesus Christ and He in us, He will answer our prayers. We touch untouchables. We reach across oceans and continents and cultures. We love as we are loved. And it all starts on our knees. It all starts with prayer. Now it's time. Time for Southern Baptists to join together with one voice. Time for us to pray as we never have before. It's time to pray for God's kingdom to come. It's time to pray that His will be done. It's time to pray without ceasing. He promises workers for the harvest. He promises mercy and blessing. If only we pray. In Jesus' name. It starts on our knees. And now is the time. Let us pray.
For more information about prayer and North American and international missionaries, head to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Stone Mountain Ministry, Beyond the Mask, Experience Israel, Andrew Peterson, and our call to prayer. Well, we hope to see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.